Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Right, I didn't laugh. I hope this is going to pick us up all right.
Should be fine.
Tissy, speak into the mic.
Hiya. Hiya.
Yeah, that's fine.
Hiya.
Hello.
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 Got more
Who's
questions?
Introducing the show?
Got loads of questions on here. Got a question for Beef.
Yeah, that's
that
the one
I haven't seen it yet, so don't tell me.
I haven't seen it. I'm seeing it now.
It's episode 100. It's like the least...
I thought that literally was your bum. That's amazing.
Oh, by the way, I'm not making the rubs this week, so this is all being left in.
It's all going in.
Yeah, yeah.
Fuck.
Oh, shit.
Bugger.
Got to be behaved.
Is it being bleeped?
Might not do. Because we've got to answer one of the questions later on, which I don't know if I'm going to bleep the answer to. Right. So,
is it what I'm thinking of?
Maybe. Something we might have to lift the ban on later.
Mate, let's just lift the ban. It's episode 100. Anything goes.
Anything goes.
Episode Trumpton.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
What do you want?
I've got my tattoo.
What? Fuck you guys.
Beating.
I think.
Hello, you're listening to Weird Tales and the Unexplainable. This is Bob Shoy.
This is Beef.
Pet.
And if you're joining us and you've listened to all 99 plus episodes before, that's like a big achievement, right?
That is a big achievement. There's loads of podcasts I listen to and I skip through some of the shit ones. So if you've listened to all of them, I mean, none of ours have been shit. But if you've listened to all of them, well done, and thank you for sticking with us.
So, we haven't really planned the episode.
No.
I made a few notes today, but literally, like, in my lunch break.
It's fine, we'll win it.
And I've got a bit of a creaky voice.
Yeah.
And you've got a bit of a creaky voice.
I've got a big head cold.
I've got a creaky voice because I have to spend all day talking into a microphone nowadays.
Yeah. Tiss?
I've got a creaky voice.
Have you? You're going to put it on?
Just
to join in.
Actually, I just finished work for like the next 5 days, and then I've only got 4 days until I'm off work for ages.
Yes.
Woo! So pretty
high energy on episode 100. So we're 100 episodes in. Should we get the tat stuff out of the way first?
Yeah, okay.
On episode 50, we said that if we get to episode 100, we'll get tattoos.
Yeah.
And we didn't.
No. No.
Well, you did. No, I got a tattoo. Some of my followers on Twitter already know I got a tattoo.
Have you not seen it, Tiss?
I've seen it.
At the tasting the other day, haven't
I? I've seen it, but just under the wrap.
Yeah. Not since it's been healed.
Oh, amazing.
It's weird.
You've got a tattoo forever now.
Yeah, I know.
Whenever someone asks you if you got a tattoo, you have to say yes.
I have to say yes.
And now you join my club. If anyone asks me from now on if I'm a dad, I have to say yes.
You have to say yes. But I went and got a tattoo the other week to commemorate 100 episodes of Weird Tales.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the rules we put were like, it can be a tattoo of anything, pretty much.
Yeah.
As long as you can make a tenuous link to the show.
It's not a rule. Pretty much. But
yeah. So you could have got a tattoo of anything and made a tenuous link. But I have a tattoo of a skull on my arm now as a memory of 100 episodes of Weird Tales.
That's amazing. That's dedication. Well done, mate.
Yeah.
I'm still.
And my tenuous link is my obsession with my own mortality on the show. And the fact that I do all the necromantic and downbeat episodes.
You do all the Scully ones.
Yeah. Just call me Mulder. I want to believe. It's a quote from an old Weird Tales episode.
It is. Flat Earth theory.
Yeah, so I've got my tattoo, but the other guys are getting them. They just couldn't get them by now.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I'm kind of, you know, I'm thinking if I'm going to get it, I may as well do it.
Yeah.
So I've gone for a guy who's a really good artist. And obviously, if he's a good artist, he's not available till February. So. But I've been told if they get a cancellation, I'm right in there. I've also been told it's a long session. So I really, really, I don't know what to expect pain-wise.
Yeah, mine's a little cartoony outline. If you follow me on Twitter, I'll put it up there. I have been holding off posting it up there till now. And I'll put it on Facebook or whatever. So it took me like an hour and a half. But Beef's is going to be a bit more big.
Well, they reckon it's going to be a day, but they told me a day when I made it sound like it was going to be like a full upper arm tat. It's not. It's going to be like a palm. I want like a palm sized.
Right.
So, I don't know. That might still take a day.
Nah.
Nah.
Nah, it won't take a day.
Nah. Well, that's
3 hours.
Thinking.
3-4 hours.
That's what I'm thinking. But then that might be a day for them. If it's a Saturday, that might be a whole day.
Yeah, I think they call it a day booking.
They just call it a day booking. Yeah,
yeah, they call
it. And I don't know, because I've broken my ankle. I've played a lot of rugby. I've been through lots of painful. Yeah. But it's a different kind of pain, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
It's not too bad.
Call me a pussy. I thought it hurt more than I was expecting.
Yeah, but don't you think that's because everyone goes, oh, no, it doesn't
hurt? Yeah, everyone goes, it doesn't hurt.
And no, sometimes it can really fucking hurt.
As soon as I got it done, before I got it done, every person I knew who had a tattoo goes, nah, it doesn't hurt. And as soon as I got it done, every person with a tattoo I spoke to, I went, hey, it does actually hurt. And I'm like, yeah, I know, it really hurts, doesn't it? So I feel like it's a secret club.
Arsehole.
It's all about how you feel that day. Yeah. Like some tattoos I get, like this one on the inside of my arm, I didn't feel at all.
Really?
At all. Did it in 2 hours. We went for lunch and I was literally just like, oh my God, I just got off so easy. But then other stuff, like all these lines fucking killed to the point where I was just like, I don't want to be here. So it really depends.
When's your weird big margins, Tess?
Where's my tattoo? Basically, when I go back to Milton Keynes.
Right.
My tattooist is in Milton Keynes.
Right.
But I just don't have the chance to get back at the moment.
You know, you could have cheated and been like, yeah, that tattoo I got a couple of weeks ago is my Weird Tales one.
I could have, but it's so tenuous. It's not even like really.
What is it? I don't think I've seen it.
Yeah, you have. He had it last. It's the big.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can.
Yeah, but yeah. Nah, but I wanted to get one that to me the camera is Weird Tales.
So like, you're gonna get it. When are you going to get it? Sorry?
Basically about when I'm back in Milton Keynes.
Okay. So like Jan, before you go away.
Yeah. Might even be end of December.
Cool. So they're all on the table. I've got mine done in time. I'm representing the tattoo promise. But they will all get done.
Yeah, it will get done.
And we won't say what you guys are getting until you get them. And then we can put them on the Facebook page or whatever.
Yeah.
And Tiss doesn't know what he's getting yet, so.
Yeah, but do you ever know what you're getting?
No.
No.
Well, I don't know. I forgot.
Are you happy with it?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I love my tattoo. And I should give a shout out to my tattooist, who I actually have met quite a few times. I've been to a comic convention in Leeds for like 7 years on the trot, and I always see him there, and I always like his work. And then I found out he actually tattoos his own art onto you, if you ask. So I would go around to his flat in London, and he tattooed me. So if you want to look him up, his name's Crom. You can see his artwork online, and I'll put some stuff out there as well on the website.
Were you nervous?
It was actually kind of cool that I was going to his house, and it was like more laid back.
Okay.
Plus, because we like a lot of the same stuff, it was really easy to just like chat about stuff.
Yeah. To be honest, is what I'm worried about more than the tattoo.
Yeah.
Am I going to be able to chat with another human being? For hours. Because I don't like going to get my hair cut.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you have to sit and talk to someone for half an hour that I don't...
He went to Japan this year, which he always wanted to do, and I went last year and I always wanted to. Yeah. So we were talking about that, and we're talking about comics, and the convention we go to, and before we knew it, I was done. Took about an hour and a half.
Sweet.
And he knew my girlfriend as well, who was with me, so...
Oh, nice. Do you have any idea at all what you're going to get, Tiss? Have you got any, like, no idea?
Listeners, if there's anything you want Tiss to get tattooed, let us know. It's a vote.
Let us know, but the vote doesn't count.
Yeah.
Whatever the highest vote is, it gets done.
Promise. That's a promise.
Yeah. In 20 years.
If you get to 150, he'll get it tattooed on his face.
That is one of what we're going to do is we're going to be answering a lot of. It's a real laid back episode. We haven't really got a topic. Quits. We're just chatting because we haven't had time to really organise anything. Have
Double
we?
Of tears. No, no, we've all got busy lives.
We got a message from someone today saying, "I know it's going to be the best episode ever."
You're going to be let down.
Yeah, this is going to be. We said episode 50 was a letdown. I feel like this is just
hasn't even happened yet, and we're already hyping it down.
It shouldn't even really be a letdown. Like, I listened. I've listened to a pod this week that had their 100th episode.
Yeah,
and they just did the same thing. Sat around with some coffees and.
There's only so much you can do.
Yeah, what do you want?
The thing is, this is an episode for the long time listeners.
I love that it's you guys criticising yourself.
Yeah, I know.
And then
know
you guys like, what the fuck do you want from us? And the listeners like, we love you guys. You fuck you!
I just always want to put out please listen good content.
Yeah, I guess.
I always want to put out the best stuff when I know this isn't going to be our best stuff.
But we know
this
is
for long time listeners.
If they're listening, if you're listening and you're a long term listener, you've put up with so much shit that by now you're used to it.
I think we've put out some good stuff though.
Yeah.
Like, do you think? That's like it's, there was a screen who's going to drop down and it's going to be like, let's look at their best bits. I feel like we put out some really good stuff.
Yeah. Like on Wayne's World when they do the.
Have you guys ever heard of Elon Musk?
Elon
Musk.
Have you heard about Elon Musk?
Yes. What about him? Do you actually want to talk about Elon Musk?
No.
Old Musk.
That was me going back to our best bits.
I didn't know if you would bring it up again.
Insert clip for the Pog Awards now.
Okay, so we've got a ghost story from Tom Mail. Wait, is that Tom email?
It's Tom, and he sent it on the mail.
Oh, okay.
On the email.
Hey, Tom Mail. A few years ago...
No, don't do that.
It's like the third time I would have inserted them clips.
No, we've done a lot of great stuff.
Yeah. And like we're going to answer a lot of listeners' questions. We've got a load today. We'll do as many as we can.
Hell yeah.
One of the most common questions was obviously like... Do we have any favourite episodes?
Yeah.
Came up a lot.
Yeah.
But do you guys have any favourite episodes? Because I forget what we've done.
I have favourite moments. But yeah, there's so many I forget about.
Mm. I feel like whatever one I say, I'll forget another one.
Yeah.
It's hard, I mean, everyone's different, isn't it?
I feel like there were a load between episode like 30 and... 60 that I can't remember, but I remember being at your place in Stukely and just really enjoying myself.
Yeah, we had some really good ones.
Yeah.
Around that time, we had a few of my faves because I think of some of my favourites and I think of, I was actually just saying a tiss in the car. I think the black holes one to me always, I remember being really
fun.
Good.
Yeah, that was in my mind.
Mm.
Having Sila was really fun. The one we did with Sila.
Yeah.
It was really fun.
It was really great. Good.
That's one of my favourites.
For me, my personal fave that I've done is still probably Mothman, and that's way back. Really? But I think it's just because I had such fun researching that topic, so it sticks to me as like a fun episode to have done. Mm. But in terms of you guys' episodes, I really like a lot of the really recent stuff we've done. One of my favourite TIS episodes has been the Philosophies of the Mind one.
Okay,
yeah. I love that episode.
Yeah, that was fun.
I can't remember what happened. So good.
I can't remember what I talked about. What did I talk about?
I think it might have been because it was... I always associate the episodes of where we were when we recorded them.
Yeah.
Because that was like the first one we recorded after like I moved out of my house and there was like so much stress going on. And then we sat down to record Weird Tales. Oh yeah, Eckhart Tolle. Yeah, we sat down to record Weird Tales and it was like a soothing balm for my life at that time. And it was so like...
Tissy's soothing balm.
Yeah, it was a soothing topic as well.
Yeah, I think I chose that specifically because you were going through so much stress. I thought Eckhart Tolle would de-stress a bit.
I think that it felt like an unofficial discussion episode.
Yeah, it turned into that.
It was good fun. It was nice and it kind of... And we haven't recorded for...
We got a load of stuff pre-done because I was moving house.
Yeah, so I remember enjoying that one a lot.
Yeah.
I remember, again, one of the recent Flat Earth, I can't stop laughing when I listen to it.
It's one of the most I've ever laughed on the show and not on the show. It's just one of the most I've ever laughed.
Yeah. In fact, I think there have been times, the most times, like the biggest, most like... tear-inducing laughs I've done have been when we've recorded these pods.
Yeah.
You know, like some of the stuff on air has been funny. Some of the stuff off air has been really, really great. Yeah, it's just
some of the stuff that I wish I had could had time to go through some of the older episodes, because the stuff I would have cut that would have been in Rubs was so some really funny stuff from them early episodes.
Yeah.
But I haven't got time to go through them.
I enjoy the conspiracy episodes are fun.
Yes.
Number Stations was great. I really enjoyed the ones I think that I wouldn't like automatically think of have been good.
Yeah.
So Number Stations we knew almost nothing about.
Yeah.
There's been none that I haven't enjoyed. I've never come away from recording and been like, didn't like that one.
Never been like that.
No. And I think it's been helpful to have different themes, and it's really great. Like I think when I think back to our earlier episodes, I don't think back on them and think, whoa, that was some shoddy craftsmership.
No, they were like fine.
We just didn't really know what was going to happen. We didn't really know how it was going to pick up. We didn't know whether we'd be putting something out there for five people to enjoy or whether it was going to be something that would grow. So
the sound quality of the show has got better as we've got better equipment, thanks to people's generous donations and Patreon and stuff.
Yeah.
But we haven't changed.
No.
And the content hasn't changed.
Okay, rolling out the same old stuff.
Yeah.
On upgraded equipment.
Yeah, same old shit.
Yeah. I think that for me is the only, and I don't regret it, but it's just obviously in hindsight I didn't know at the time, but I think I would have rather have split up some of my spiritual stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I think I hammered through it quickly because I didn't know how long we were going to do it for.
Yeah.
Well, I did the same with my Warren's episodes. One, I didn't know how popular they were going to be.
So they feel recent.
Yeah, the first not Warren's, really. The first Warren's.
They're really old, aren't they?
The first Warren's one was a long, long time ago.
Yeah.
But that first one, I did the Perron family and the Enfield Haunting in one episode.
Yeah.
And now I definitely would have given them a whole episode each.
Mm. Doesn't it feel like we haven't talked about aliens for a long time?
It definitely does.
Well, I was thinking, but we never go for the classic stuff. Not really, but we do touch on the stuff that's. And I was thinking back at the photo that you took a photo of a list on your fridge.
Yeah,
of all the stuff and all the stuff that was like obvious stuff we didn't cover, like even things like Men in Black.
Yeah, I still would like to have done that.
Yeah. Who knows in the future?
Yeah, I'm saying that like we're never doing any more episodes after today. I'd love to have done that.
Are there Men in Black?
Yeah. There were Men in Black in that we talked about a little bit on the Mothman one because there was some hanging around.
We've kind of we've not really done an episode on them. We've kind of.
That's what made me want to do an episode on them when we talked about them on the episode. But yeah, it was good when we started choosing our own. Like, I think it became very clear the type of episode we would each do.
Yeah.
So it was good that we like the rotating host thing has been great for like the variety.
Yeah, definitely.
Because Tiss's cults episodes have been really fun.
Yeah.
I really like them ones.
Yeah.
The
Manson.
Yeah.
Particularly
yeah.
now, he's dead now, isn't he?
He's dead.
Yeah.
He's dead.
Crazy, huh?
Proper bastard.
People like R.I.P. Charles Manson.
Nah.
Hey, you know what was another really good episode? I'm not going to remember all of them, but I keep remembering them as I think. Remember we did the synesthesia one?
Oh,
and we had that guy called in. How good was that?
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah,
that was really good. That was probably that really inspired me.
Yeah,
that really inspired me. That episode. That was one of the ones. That was one of the topics that I would never have thought of. I didn't even know what it was, and it was completely just crazy.
I think you mentioned it on the psychedelics episode.
Yeah, I mentioned synesthesia, but and then ages we had
a few listeners email in. Like, I've got synesthesia. Yeah. So then, it was just such an interesting conversation to have.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I really enjoyed Tiss's JFK episode.
Yeah.
That was really cool. Because you just came in bouncing, proper buzzing.
I only researched that the same day or something.
Yeah, you watched the film.
He was supposed to do 9/11.
Yeah.
And then he didn't want the responsibility.
But I knew JFK already from years ago. I'd watched that film years ago.
Yeah, but
so
you
I
rewatched
knew.
It that afternoon, didn't you? And you were like, this is insane. And
Yeah.
That was your energy that day was really, really fun. And you kind of came in all guns blazing.
It's because it's so obvious.
Did we do 9/11 in the end?
You did 9/11.
Oh, well, did I?
Yeah.
I mean, we've done so many. I can't.
Yeah, you did it.
Oh yeah,
imagine you did it again.
And I looked at the whether they planted bombs on the. Yes, I remember now. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to go through a few more of these questions because I feel like one of these is on the cusp of like coming up.
Okay.
So this was from Duncan Elliott, who sent us a few questions. He said, have you become more or less skeptical as a result of doing the pod? And I wanted to ask this now because for me, I've become both. Like the conspiracy stuff, I give way more credit now than I would have before.
Yeah.
Like the JFK thing, I'm just like, yeah, that's real.
Mm.
And the Mothman conspiracies, maybe even if it's not a monster, I agree that there was something weird happening in that town at that time.
Yeah.
And there was a cover-up.
Okay.
So them sort of things, like, and even by the end of the Yeti one, we were pretty convinced that Yeti was real.
Yeah.
But then in other ways, I feel like I've become more skeptical of stuff like ghosts.
I think there have been things which have let me down, and I want to believe.
You're talking about my EVP recording where I didn't get anything?
No, well, no. I mean, ghosts and aliens are the two big boys.
Yeah.
And I feel like there's just been nothing. We've digged.
You know what, and though? The alien stuff, the stuff I was saying when I did my episode, I felt like was...
But with aliens, again, with our conversations with Laura, like, there's stuff there that's very credible.
The stuff that Laura told us, especially the stuff with the hearings and the people sent, that made me really give a lot of credit to that.
Hmm. I guess it gets to the point where what could they even say about aliens in the news that would get us excited about aliens?
Here's a picture of an alien.
What do you think? Even that, I'd just be like, bollocks.
Yeah, but I know what you mean. You'd have to see it.
Even seeing it. I feel like the internet even has already taken the joy away from it. It's just like, oh, I knew you existed, or I thought you might.
That's what he says when an alien knocks on his door.
Oh, I knew you existed, or I thought you might. What an inconvenience.
Come on then, I'll say aliens turned up.
I guess I'm just not sure. I guess I'm just not as concerned about aliens as I used to be.
No, I'm not. There's bigger things happening.
But maybe it's just age.
Not concerned as aliens.
Maybe it's just as I get older.
No.
I start to get my priorities in check. And it's like, actually, if aliens invaded, that would fuck a lot of things up.
Yeah, we got too much stuff.
It would change more for the worse than it would for the better. Like, oh, we're not alone, but oh, now we have to incorporate this into our lives.
See, I feel like I was the one who entered this... not more open minded, but I believe in God, which is like
pretty which out, is an alien, right?
Which we is pretty that. Is pretty out there for a lot of people. So, but I think really, if you look at all the stuff we've looked into, these people aren't just going to be most of the time they're not going to be saying it just to make money. And so it's like you say, even if it's not an alien or even if it wasn't whatever, you know, they saw stuff. You know, I've had similar experiences from episode 2, go listen to it.
Yeah.
Where, you know, I can't explain that, but I know I saw it. And so when I hear those kind of stories where people say, it was an alien, but I saw it. I know what I saw, I'm not crazy. Then I guess I sympathize with those people more. But why would they make
it's the
it up?
Credibility of some of the people that say stuff as well, like Buzz Aldrin.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, this guy went to the bloody moon.
Mm.
I don't want to, like, call him an idiot. I want to believe.
And I think, really, you know, as long as it's not doing anyone any harm, I don't see the harm in people believing in stuff they want to believe in. So I don't think I entered very sceptical, and I feel like I've actually probably become a bit more open-minded to everything. Probably.
I'd say...
You work out the nutcases pretty quickly, don't you?
Like those guys.
I'd say you just become.
That's been one of my favourite episodes as well. Even though it's the newest one, I love that episode.
Yeah, good.
I'd say like Bob, like I've become more sceptical and more open minded.
Yeah,
I've opened up to things I never knew existed, really. But also. I feel like I've got a little bit of a nose because we've been doing so much research on these things that we can sort of. From the sources that you have and the information available, you're just like, okay, is this a plausible thing or is this bullshit?
Yeah.
Like
if
it's on a Facebook page where it's like a clickbait title.
There's a lot of crappy
conspiracy
stuff out.
Like,
But don't you feel, because I feel like I rewatched recently Bowling for Columbine.
Right.
Which is great. I'd forgotten how great that documentary is.
Mm.
And like, I feel like he unearthed a lot of stuff. This was years ago. It was like 17 years ago this came out. Oh, no, it's just after 9/11, so...
Was it?
Yeah, I think it was... Yeah, because that was what triggered him to... But and I think off the back of that, so many people started questioning American history. And JFK's obviously been around longer than that. But I'd always just accepted... I was like, oh, well, there might be something in it, but it probably was Lee Harvey Oswald. Now I'm thinking...
Yeah.
Now, after that
Now episode, I've seen how corrupt the government actually is as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, exactly.
And they were going to release the JFK files recently, weren't they?
And they
Trump
held
was
back.
Like, oh, I'm going to do it. I'm going to release them. Even though they had to be released anyway, he just wanted the credit.
Yeah.
And then when they actually were going to come out, he's like, no, we couldn't let some of it out, sorry. What?
So ridiculous.
And then people just forgot about it the next day. Like, no, that's fucking... Do you need any more of a confirmation?
They redacted loads of pages. Yeah. And it's just like...
They didn't let half of it out and then they redacted more of it.
Yeah.
Like, fuck's sake.
So
like,
ridiculous.
And then people were just like, oh, well. Like, no, not a well. Like,
yeah.
But it's because... And they aren't they due to do the same thing with... Like, I mean, it won't be recently, but at some point that will happen with Diana as well. Don't you think?
Yeah, I guess so.
At some point they'll go,
I hadn't
okay,
thought about that, yeah.
There's a whole bunch of stuff about Diana.
They won't release it.
That's an episode I forgot.
They won't release it.
They won't release it.
Because I think they're too scared that people are going to go...
Well, people who have the money are the ones that are going to lose out. So they just put money with the people that are going to release it, and then they're very rich and they don't do it.
We just go secretly knowing that these things probably happened, but not having the proof for.
What is anyone like us going to do if they don't release the files? Nothing.
Yeah.
Shake our fists,
like,
moan into a microphone.
Yeah.
If the Queen says, I'll give you like a few hundred K to keep those under wraps, what are you going to say? Nah, I've got enough money. Like, nah, fucking hell, you'll take it.
I mean, so I genuinely believe that if there is something there, I don't think the Queen knows anything about it. I don't think it's anything.
She's a reptilian.
That episode.
Okay, Beef, I've got a question for you.
Oh, here comes the...
This is from Sean Torrance.
Yeah, okay.
I've got a question for Beef. If you were on the Titanic when it sank and you managed to find a floating piece of wood to sit on and then you realised you could fit another fellow podcaster on it, who would you save?
Oh.
Bob Ortiz. Hashtag don't let go, Beef.
Okay. Why just me? Why is Sean and why are you singling me out?
I feel like...
Okay.
I feel like you'd probably save Bob. Because he's got more survival skills.
No, I think I'd... Wasn't then surely I'd let you on? Because if Bob's got more survival skills, then he'll be all right without the door.
Thanks a lot, mate.
Well, I'm just going back to his theory.
No, he'll drown, but he'll like help you survive with the door. Whereas I'll just get on the door and be like, what are we going to do? And you'd be like, oh, I'm supposed to...
It was a door in the film, wasn't it?
I've never seen it.
Such a stupid question. Well, I don't know. I'd probably like to think that I'd Jack Dawson and just let both of you have the door and I'll die.
Cheers, mate. That's the answer I was waiting for you to give.
Because that's what happens in the film, isn't it?
Never seen it.
Plus, I believe in God, so if I die...
He'll save you.
Oh, I'd rather that than fucking Titanic. Like, what a nightmare.
Yeah.
Thanks, Sean. I hope Sean doesn't grow to resent that question. He had one chance to ask a question.
You gave him a torrent of abuse.
Ooh.
Mm.
Whack.
Are we going to keep going through questions, by the way? Or have you got stuff?
Yeah, no. It's...
Okay. Yeah. We've got more questions than I thought, so I'll just keep going through some more. What changes in your lives, if any, positive or negative, have happened as a result of doing the pod?
Only positives, really. I can't think of negatives.
No. No negatives. I think on a purely, like, I think our friendship has probably gained from it, don't you think?
Yeah.
I've managed to hang out with my friends way more than if I hadn't had the pod, because it's a reason for us to meet up. I know a lot of people who do podcasts where they record in the same room as each other. say that, like, it's an excuse to hang out with your friends.
Yeah, yeah. I guess just before we were doing stuff anyway, weren't we, every week? But I guess this replaced it. But yeah, I know what you mean.
I feel like without it...
Without it.
It would have been too busy. But for this, we made time.
Yeah, yeah, true. Because we got too big for our boots and we had to keep going. We couldn't quit.
I think really that's the pod awards was...
Mental.
Was crazy. I think that was like a real... Although we didn't win...
What, bronze, mate?
Well, yeah.
The award-winning Matesnes.
Award-winning bronze.
We won something.
Bronze award-winning.
Free drinks as well. Thanks, Acast.
Thanks, Edith Bowman.
And Edith Bowman.
Yeah, no, I feel like being there amongst other people who have, not that ours isn't amazing, but have amazing podcasts.
With professional with podcasts.
Loads of money being pumped into them, not loads of money, but enough money to make them professional.
Mm.
You know, we're in the same room with Scroobius Pip, who gets to interview amazing people every week. Not that we don't get to interview amazing people, you know, just...
It was weird. When we was in the pre-party, having our free
cocktails, I think I realised then, I was like, oh man, this is quite cool.
Everyone who was schmoozing up to me was doing the, like, so, what do you do? What do you do? What's your job? And they were all like, I work for the BBC. I'm a sound designer. Oh yeah, I do this. I do branding. I do that. I was like, I work on a building site.
Yeah.
It was like, what are we doing here?
But that really doesn't that give a lot of like, I don't know, respect, I guess, to the podcasting industry, that you can be literally anyone, create a podcast, and as long as it hits the market that you're looking for, you can rub shoulders with the likes of
us.
Yeah, exactly. No, but I think it probably
re-invited back.
It probably gave me confidence, I think. Like, oh no, we're doing
right. Came out of there feeling like a big boy.
Yeah.
That's when we strolled into
a big swinging dick.
When we strolled into that cocktail bar afterwards, I felt like a big shot.
Yeah, they showed us to a table around the corner and everything, didn't they? Yeah. They must have thought we were someone else.
Yeah, when we came out, we were all confident. It's because we had suits on. And shit, you know, so we looked like we knew what we were doing. They're like, oh, show them.
But if that is the only, I mean, you know, if that's like our crowning moment, it was just really nice to be recognised, and I think that we've got a lot to thank Acast for that, I guess.
Yeah,
definitely.
So thanks, Acast.
Thanks for believing in us, guys.
Yeah.
For me, the biggest change in my life has probably been that I realised I like sound design, and then I quit my job.
Yeah. But that can turn your whole life around.
I suppose your life's changed more.
Yeah, a hell of a lot. Yeah,
absolutely.
I don't know if that's a positive or a negative yet. I haven't made any money yet.
Positive.
I've been out of work for half a year. That's the biggest change in my life.
It's changed our lives, but at the same time, we've managed to integrate it into our lives. So it hasn't felt like such a... I don't know. I guess the pod's been a constant, whereas my life's changed over the last however many years. So.
That's what I was saying about the Mind Philosophies episode. So much crazy stuff was going on in my life.
Yeah.
But I still got to come around and record the pod, and it was like...
Yeah, it was like a constant thing.
The world can be on hold for a bit.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think, particularly since Joel as well, and kind of just...
Yeah.
Give me a few hours in a week to not be a dad and to just sort of...
Also, you get to, when you listen back, you have this amazing record of, like, you know, 3 years of our life recorded, and you hear you before and after baby and...
Yeah.
Yeah. Stuff. You hear, like, Joel can listen back to all of it.
The passage of our lives.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
That's crazy.
And we're all very open on the show as well, so you really do hear, like, the passage of our lives.
Mm.
Yeah. Do you think Joel will listen to it?
Not if Beef has anything to do with it.
I don't know. I think it'll be something like, I think Rach would be like, well, just wait till you're a bit
He'll be like, what's Daddy's tattoo about?
Is he going to be a Patreon and get rubs?
I don't want him to get rubs.
I'll send it to him when he's old enough.
This is from your Uncle Tiss.
Are there any episodes you wish you hadn't done?
No.
I'm going to scroll through the list just in case, but nothing comes to mind.
No.
I'm going to do that too.
What about the one that you did again?
You what?
You did the same one twice, didn't you, once?
He just told a lot of the same stories on the other one. When you did angelic visitations, your mystery board, you had to keep taking ones. I'm like, oh yeah, I already talked about that. keep taking them off. That's one of my favourite episodes we've done, purely because I remember him getting all flustered and having, no,
they're not all the same. Just put them on
that,
fuck.
He'd take a load off and then start telling us a story, and it was one he'd already done still.
Yeah.
Oh man, that was so
wasn't
funny.
There the man from Maputo as well?
We know the fucking episode after it.
Number one.
First episode. That's like me being like, right guys, today's topic, the Overton Bridge.
Fuck you,
I'm
guys.
Sorry. I just popped into my mind because I was like, maybe Beef does regret that.
But I didn't. No, I don't regret it.
It made such a good episode. Oh,
no,
man,
I included them for the
episodes.
People who hadn't heard the episode previously.
Oh, right.
Oh, fucking hell, man.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, oh, weird media. What was that? That was. Oh, no, weird media. It was your
was,
one.
We talked about weird McCartney's film legends and, John Lennon's dead.
I was thinking Weird Media was the one where I went on about the media. That's only episode four. So
No. Weird Media was a real popular one.
2015, fucking hell.
Yeah, no.
It's ages ago. Hmm. I don't think there's going to be one. I loved all of them. Even the ones that you go in thinking, oh, is this going to be strong, would always come out and you'd be like, yes.
Yeah. I've had that loads of times as well, like after the episode, especially if it's your own episode, you think. I don't know if that was any good.
Even if you have one where you're a little bone bare on the detail, like we still went in and was able to like strike up a debate about something, or do you know what I mean? Like it wasn't a case of longing it out ever. Like literally, just
normally we actually have organically to start closing it up quick because it's going on so long.
Yeah, that's it. Or it moves into like another episode or something.
Wait a minute, I'm not the only one that's repeated stuff as well.
Who else did?
Tiss. It was about Jonestown.
No, yeah.
Which one? Oh, yeah, Jonestown.
So we talk about Jim Jones. Like, yeah, like we did on the other episode. You're like, wait, what?
Yeah. What did we talk about on that one? It was literally, we touched upon, like...
We had a discussion.
The Kool-Aid, wasn't it?
A lot of the other stuff, yeah.
Yeah, we had a discussion point on the serial killers as whether, like...
I love that you're still thinking about... Wait a minute. I'm not the only one.
Yeah,
I love how sensitive you are about it. That's the worst part. I can't help because it's not even a big deal to me, but to you, you're just like,
there's none I wouldn't have done. I didn't even look at the list to know there was none I wouldn't have done.
No, I'm just looking back through all the other ones that we've strange disappearances.
Oh, I loved that one. Yeah. It is one of my own, but I loved that one.
I said to Bob in the car, I feel like I'm going to listen to all of them again on my travels because it'll be like home. Wherever I am.
Yeah.
But because I haven't listened to them as well, like, or I haven't listened to most of them, that it'll be like listening to them for the first time since 2015. That's mm-hmm. 2 years.
And every now and then I do remember an episode we did, and I'm like, oh, yeah. Like, I just remembered Ancient Egypt episode.
Yeah.
Which is great. That's awesome. I completely forgot we did it. Yeah.
What's been your favourite discussion episode? Have you got one?
What do we do? Life and death, belief, the unexplainable, fear... and sanity.
And then we stopped.
And then we just kept meaning to do another one. And I really do have a topic I want to do, and I've wanted to do it for ages, but it's like...
Oh, mental health.
Yeah, sanity.
Oh, that was sanity.
We sort of rolled it all into one. I really like the fear one.
Yeah, that was great.
I really like the fear one. I think that might be my favourite.
I think Dan made that episode.
Yeah, I was looking at them now.
I think fear was my favourite discussion episode. But they've all been great. And
I don't know. I liked Life, Death and Existence.
First ever one.
Yeah.
I really like the discussion episodes. They're really different, but I love doing them. And it's really fun to have a guest. And
I think our belief one was great.
Yeah, they've all been great. Swifty's good, yeah. Every guest we've had on for the discussions has been great.
Yeah. Definitely.
So thanks to everyone that came on.
Yeah.
And who have we had? Charlie, Lauren, Dan and Swifty.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. What
questions? Okay, more questions. Okay, what are we going to do for our 200th episode?
Light matches.
I don't want to make any promises because on the 50th we promised tattoos and then we got to 100 and we had to get the tattoos.
200 episode, what are we going to do?
Retire.
Live podcast.
Yeah, probably.
Podcast to a live audience.
Do a road show.
I wanted to do a live show so much.
We'll do a live show. I'd love to do a live show.
It'd be amazing. This would be difficult to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We need
to. I was going to say we'll do one next summer, but Tiss, you're in beer.
No, I won't.
Tiss, why won't you beer? What's going on?
I'm going to be in Australia next summer.
What?
Began to end it. You already know this.
Yeah, but the listeners don't. Of course. We're being them. What? Yeah.
Shit.
Huh?
So I'm going to be in India from January.
Yeah.
And then for 2 months, then Australia for a year.
A year.
So we're replacing Tiss with Sean.
Are you really in Australia for a year?
Yeah, maybe longer. The end of the year. Maybe longer, but probably just a year.
Probably just the year.
I say just a year because I feel like people usually go there for like 2 years.
Do you feel like that's longer than hiatus?
Should we cover that stuff now rather than leave it to the end? Okay, so in January, Tiss is going to India and I'm going over to Austria for a little bit.
And Muggins is staying here.
Yes. I'm going away for a few months to spend some time living in Vienna to see if I possibly want to move over there. And Tiss is opening his mind in India. So while we... Oh, this is really hard to say. Like I'm breaking up with someone.
Yeah.
While we have a lot going on, Weird Tales will be going on a brief hiatus.
Ooh.
Bum, bum, bum.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry, guys.
This isn't the last one. We're going to do the Christmas special.
Yeah,
we're going to do an extra weird news at the end of the year. And if we can fit it in, me and Tiss are going to do our second regression visit in Jan. And that will be the last one before hiatus. So you're looking at 102, possibly 103 before the break.
Yeah.
And then we can't say how long the break's going to be.
Bummer.
But it will just, depending on how me and Tiss settle in and where we're going and when we can get our Skype connections sorted out.
Yeah. There's potentially someone in March. I'd really like that to happen, but I don't
know. Yeah, that's if we can get some stuff together by March, we've got some good stuff that could happen in March. And I will be back from Austria by the middle of March. So I would say at the most it's going to be end of March. Right?
Yeah.
Maybe, yeah. So it'd be a couple of months. That means I'll be shutting down the Patreon for those 2 months. I don't expect people to give us money when we're not acting. I'll keep the Patreon active till the end of Jan, which will run up to the end of the Absolute Beginners pods if you want them. So you can keep paying your pound and you'll get the last four episodes of that. I might chuck in a few extra
it's
bits.
It's not too long, really, is it? We're not keeping you on hold for too long. But we do want you to understand. I mean, Rachel asked me, I was saying to Bob Tiss earlier, Rachel asked me last night, she's like, oh, does that mean, is this your last one? I said, I hope not, because I still really enjoy doing it. So
even if we only did like 2 a year, a special episode, I'd still want to carry on doing it.
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah,
but
yeah,
it won't be that. Basically, we and Tiss just need to get stuff sorted out a little bit, and as soon as we can get some time and work out the time differences and get some sort of recording method set up, then yeah, we'll be back on for doing it. At least, like, even if it's less regular, like at least we'll try and do it once a month.
I'm going to get itchy as soon as we stop doing it for a month, if I'm honest.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
As soon as I start listening to the old ones as well, I'm just going to be like, I want to
like that. When it's been a while.
Yeah.
It's
been a while.
Huh?
since I last podded you.
Podded you?
That's a horrible
So, yeah.
So you guys are letting everyone else down.
It's like, going to happen. Well, but if you can carry on doing a solo show if you want.
Nah.
Talking of solo shows, 5 Minute Folklore will still be going up. All right.
Well, there you go. 5 Minute Folklore. Just jump on
over.
That.
I'll still be putting 5 Minute Folklore is going on a bit of a break as well. after episode 12, 5 Minute Folklore, we have a little bit of a break while I get settled in Austria again.
No. I you know, it'd be nice to spend a bit of time with the boy.
Yeah. Not Tiss.
Yeah.
But yeah, anyway, that's the bad news out of the way. Let's try and get some.
Yeah.
A couple more of these questions. How are we doing for time? Yeah, we'll get a few more. So this is from Eva. She was on the Facebook today. On the Facebooks today. Which weird tale or unexplainable thing that you have discussed on the show would you like to be absolutely real and part of this everyday life in this reality? I realize I had that in front of my mouth. It's like,
I just need to look through the list again.
Which weird tale or unexplainable thing that you have discussed on the show would you like to be absolutely real and part of this everyday life?
Cat queen.
This reality.
Cat queen. Man.
Flat earth.
That's the first.
Flat earth.
Yeti.
Yeti, yeah.
I'd love that to
I
be
like
real.
Yeti to be real.
No.
What do you mean no?
What about...
New World Order?
What about...
I'd like that to be not real, but I think it is.
Let's have a look.
Yeah, that's the flip side of that question. Things that I think are real, but I wish weren't. New World Order.
JFK.
Yeah.
JFK.
The SUV to Mars.
What about Guardian Angels? Wouldn't that be a nice thing to have?
Yeah.
We talked about that.
It'd be good.
To me, I like... This was a weird one for me to like the idea of, but... We talked about this on...
We've also done time travel, by the way. That could be real.
Yeah, but I don't know if I want that to be real.
No.
There's too much mess that can be involved.
Okay.
So. Because it would fall into the hands of some dick who would do it wrong.
What about Atlantis?
I would love Atlantis to be real. Yeah, that might be my number one.
It'd have to be good, though.
It is good. Yeah. It's amazing.
I'd say Tesla. Like, Tesla was definitely real.
What's the shitty underwater world?
Waterworld?
That's on Netflix.
Utagunga.
Underwater Man, world.
Right. Yeah, it'd have to be better than that.
I think for me, this is going back right back to that first discussion episode, Life and Death. We talked about antenna consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
And I love the idea of that being real.
That's what I was thinking, actually.
I don't believe in afterlife, but that's an afterlife I could get on board with.
Yeah.
Simulation. I hope that's not
simulation,
real.
I think, is real.
No.
I guess the thing that I would hope that was real is the stuff that I don't know, which is... Yeah, like existence, like an antenna consciousness where consciousness is...
Consciousness.
We are pure consciousness and we beam down to these bodies. Or the bodies tune into us. Yeah.
But the bodies... The
and we are eternal.
We live in or not.
I think that is real, but I also hope it's real because I don't know it's real. So I guess that would be my answer.
I think that's my answer too. Mm. But Atlantis, I don't know.
Atlantis is good.
Isn't that essentially
but,
Christians
I mean,
believe in it?
If that was true...
You like, mean, Christians don't believe we come back into another vessel?
Isn't that... That's...
reincarnation.
No, but...
Yeah.
I guess, like, we're kind of boiling it down to something
it's
like...
It's more or less like a more scientific version of reincarnation. Because I would not say I believe in reincarnation, but I love the idea of antenna consciousness.
Yeah. Hmm. Pure consciousness.
Like, beautiful. We exist just as a soul. Almost.
Pure energy.
Mm. And the vessel we're in, we inhabit. And then when this vessel goes, we go back to the antenna, and everyone's consciousness in this antenna, and then you can come back down and take over a new vessel. As it comes into the world.
It's more like our brain tunes in. Our brain tunes into our frequency.
But yeah.
Yes, I guess that would be my answer.
We had a lot of just like thanks for doing the show.
Yeah.
Like a lot of messages when I asked for questions and comments. A lot of people messaged to say just like thanks and thanks for your thanks. I guess.
Yeah.
No, it's crazy that people, one, listen to us, and like I've said before, like the fact that people listen to us to get them through the workday. I do that with other podcasts, and I know how special they are to me. So to think that the podcast I'm on is that special to them is mind blowing.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, it really is.
Because those other podcasts really do get me through the day, and it's like.
Yeah. It's
a make
it's
or break
really...
sort of boredom situation. So.
Well, yeah, but
to do that sort of service is nuts.
It's really humbling, isn't it, to know that people listen. And just thank you. I wish I could thank every single one of you individually.
Yeah, for sure.
So thank you to everyone who listens and downloads regularly, or if you're a new listener.
Yeah. Or a listener 10 years from now.
Or a listener that started listening that's crazy.
People might listen to this. I'm gonna leave
50
it up,
years from now, yeah, for sure. It's going to stay up forever until the internet blows up.
Just in the ether somewhere.
Would anyone like to read a story from a listener?
Yeah, go on. What ghost story?
They're weird stories. They're not ghost stories.
Okay.
I've got a really short one.
Yeah, go on.
A really long one.
What one you can take to us?
Tis, you can do it because me and Beef can hardly talk today.
Okay, go on. Yeah.
I don't mind taking one or something.
Okay, Tissy, this one is from... I think this is from a listener called Robert Peterson.
Okay.
But we got this email last week. A weird thing that happened to one of our listeners.
When I was 14, I was involved in a serious car accident as a passenger. It was just myself and my mum in the car, and we were leaving home to take me to my local church this afternoon for confirmation classes. Only about two streets from home, we turned a blind corner, and my side of the car went under the tray of a truck parked right on the corner. I smashed my face on the tray of the truck. Broken jaw in two places, broken nose, smashed cheekbone, broken bone near left eye, glass through left eye and surroundings. Oh, fuck. Memories of this are pretty vague. I remember turning onto the street and approaching the blind corner. Next thing I remember, I was trying to rub glass out of my left eye and a lady was stopping me. I found out later that it was my best mate's mum, first person to the accident. The only other memory I have, and a weird feeling thinking about it, was standing next to the ambulance as they brought my body over on a stretcher and hooked up the defibrillator and jolted me back to life. It was weird. It was like I was watching it, and once they jolted me, it was like I was hit from behind by a large wave that just pushed me back to my body.
Whoa.
The next thing I remember was waking up in hospital after surgery to remove the glass.
That's nuts.
That's a cool story,
that's
right?
That's amazing.
That's crazy.
Near-death experience.
There we go, that's another episode.
Near-death experiences.
Because I haven't done one of them before.
Is another one of those things. Is another one of those things that backs up the thing that... The antenna, really.
Yeah, yeah.
It is a case of... we can't be in our body if we can see out of our body.
Yeah, I got that email last week and I thought, that's a really cool story.
That's great.
That's crazy. How do you explain that? You can't literally just be like, oh, they were dreaming.
We talked about that, people like watching their body being operated on and stuff.
Like, how could your body or your mind prepare yourself for that dream after being smashed into a truck? Like, your body's just like, oh, okay, we'll just pretend that you're being put in an ambulance. Like, how the fuck would your mind come up with
that?
And
for your brain to imagine correlate exactly with what's actually happening.
Yeah, yeah. Impossible.
Improbable.
Impossible. Impossible.
So there you go. Thanks for the story.
That's amazing.
And you know what? I'm just going to say it now. Robert Peterson, Listener of the Week.
Listener of the Week.
On the 100th episode.
On the 100th episode. Not Anthony Anderson.
No.
Never Anthony Anderson.
Robert Peterson, because he sent us a... He's got some more stories for us, he said.
Fantastic.
But he hasn't sent them yet.
Oh, the tease! He's teased us with that one.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I've got more.
So he sent us that story. He sent us some really nice messages. And he also sent us a donation as well.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
That's mad.
Rob Peterson, listener.
That's mad.
Yeah.
Oh, that must have hurt. I mean, obviously, from the thing, he said it doesn't. He only remembers the thing. But still, must have hurt. Fuck.
It's madness, isn't it? It must have.
The tray just bang. Him.
If they use the defibrillator, he's dead.
Yeah.
That's nuts. Thank you for that story. That was amazing.
No, it's like you're thanking me.
I was looking at you, but, you know, it's because I'm not sending this at all.
Yeah, yeah.
So, thank you.
I have got another story if you want to do it, but it's a longie.
I'll do a longie. Okay, just give me whatever.
Oh, it's that one.
Okay.
So it's quite long, but...
I'd love it if you started reading it with the man from Maputo.
I'd run it out.
You'd just read it. It's a great story.
He'd emailed it to me.
During World War I, my great-grandfather worked for the Port Authority in Hull, and part of his job was to coordinate the arrival and departure of ships into the Humber. This was an important role, as many of the ships were carrying munitions to the front, food and supplies for the soldiers, and often soldiers themselves. Due to the nature of the job, my great-grandfather was considered to be an essential part of the war effort and was exempt from being called up to fight. One day, my great-grandfather was supervising a group of soldiers who were leaving for France. Knowing that most of them would be dead in a fortnight or so, he let their wives and girlfriends come on to the harbour to give those final kisses and hugs. My great-grandfather would have been 20, so not much older than these soldiers. After the ship departed, a young woman marched up to my great-grandfather and gave him a white feather, the symbol of cowardice. Oh. What a prick. This, not your great-grandfather, the woman. This weighed heavily on his heart for days. Yeah, too right. His wife and friends knew he wasn't a coward. Working at the docks and the harbour was dangerous, as it was a target for the Germans. There was a story of fishermen chasing an enemy submarine down the Humber and out in the North Sea. In the end, my great-grandfather decided to sign up for war service. Rather than being enlisted in the army, the authorities sent him to the Merchant Navy due to his extensive knowledge of import and export. He managed to survive the war, even though two ships he served on were sunk by subs. That's mental. Then he was discharged. He returned to his old job and settled into family life with my great-grandma and his daughter, my Nan. Unfortunately, he couldn't settle and felt that the sea was calling him, so he rejoined the Merchant Navy and swapped his job for a life at sea. 25 years later, when my mum was 5, he was still a sailor and spent anything up to 6 months away from home. When he came home on leave, he always had something exotic to give my mum, who he absolutely adored. Him and my mum had a little routine. As he spent most of his time between home and New York, he often got home in the small hours, and no matter what time he got home, he would go to my mum's room and sit on the end of her bed. She was a light sleeper and would always wake to see him, then fall back to sleep. In the morning, she would rush downstairs to see him, and they would sit and have a soft-boiled egg together with lots of toast. One very early morning, when it was just starting to get light, my mum felt the familiar weight on the end of her bed and woke to see her grandfather sitting there, smiling as usual. She fell back to sleep. In the morning, she rushed downstairs where my great-grandmother and Nan were preparing food. She asked where her grandfather was, to be told he wouldn't be home for about a month. Although my mum thought this was strange, she thought she must have dreamt about him coming home. Later that day, a telegram arrived, and when my mum got home from school, she was told that her grandfather had died in an accident. He was supervising a load of goods when the chain on a crane broke and a crate fell and crushed him to death. They couldn't afford to bring him home, and so he was buried in the US. He died around 10 p.m. Eastern time, making it around 5 a.m. in the UK, around dawn when the sky would have started becoming light. My mum was a very pragmatic woman and did not have much time for the supernatural, but she always maintained that her grandfather came to her that day. Years later, I read something about crisis apparitions, where a loved one will appear to an important person in their life at the time of their sudden death to say a final goodbye. I always wondered if this is what happened to my mum, as her grandfather absolutely adored her. It's tempting to think that my mum woke up at the time he died, as it was just becoming light, so it must have been around 5 a.m.
There you go.
That's a really lovely, endearing story.
I thought it was a nice story. And I mean, we've talked a little bit. It's not really a ghost story.
No.
And we've talked a little bit about crisis apparitions, about actually using that word. We said, well, they call it when they do that. It's a crisis apparition.
So,
I wanted to bring that one today, because I haven't got ghost stories, because we have our own ghost stories episodes. I just bought sort of interesting listener stories.
Yeah. No, that is interesting. It's a lovely story. It's sad, obviously, but it's, yeah.
That's from John Scargill.
Well, thank you, John. That was a really, really good story.
For my story, I've got something pre-recorded.
Amazing.
It's not like I didn't do it special. It's left over from another thing. On Ghost Stories Volume 3, listeners may remember I had a conversation with someone called Sean Green, who grew up in a haunted house. He had the weird antler thing growing out of his mouth and the woman banging on the door, and he had what some of our listeners said was some of the most terrifying stories they ever heard. But he also told me a story while I was on the conversation with him that day about a possible UFO sighting. But I didn't leave it in the episode because it was a Ghost Stories episode. So now I'm going to play the conversation I had with Sean Green. It's only about 5 minutes long, of his possible UFO sighting.
So this is a pretty weird one. And this story has made me question what the phenomena really is. Because there were things that happened that felt physical that I don't know how they could have been physical. I'm laying in my bed at night, looking out at the stars. Like, just with all of my heart, I am just thinking, wow, these are so beautiful. Like, there's gotta be something out there. I would love to see what's out there. And I'm just like, I don't know, just had this really strong emotion, this desire to know what was out there.
Mm.
And all of a sudden, out my window, I see this this thing drop from the sky and hover over this field that's just to the side of my house and behind my neighbor's home. And it's multicolored, and it's flashing all of these colors, and light is falling off of it and kind of dissipating before it falls too far from the object. And it scares me so bad. I go from this feeling of just like awe and wonderment of the stars and wanting to see what's out there to absolute fear and just thinking in my head, please don't see me, please don't see me, please don't see me. And I swore for a long time that I had saw a UFO. Just wow. Weird on top of everything else. And I ran into my parents that time. I jumped out of bed, booked it into their room, and I was like, Mom, Dad, I saw something out my window. And they were dead asleep. Freaked them out. They told me that I was just seeing stuff and to go back to bed. But as an adult, I've listened to podcasts on all these weird things, and I've heard how other people have had these linked experiences with ghosts and aliens and different stuff. And with my experience of these things that felt physical, that I don't understand how they could be, so they must not have been.
Right.
It must have been something that, I mean, even though I was awake, I was perceiving something, or I don't know.
It makes me wonder, like the link between ghosts and aliens may not be so far as you think, because things that people perceive possibly as ghosts or extraterrestrials or paranormal stuff could easily be, you know, other interdimensional beings that people say, or
a poltergeist.
Exactly.
Type thing.
One could be the other.
Seeing something out my window thinking it's a UFO, but it's really poltergeist activity.
Exactly. And vice versa. Yeah. You know, like the ghost you see in your house could well be an extraterrestrial being. You know, you just don't know.
Yeah. So that was pretty scary.
Yeah.
The UFO, I don't think was a UFO anymore. I think it was maybe whatever was in my house was whatever I was thinking about.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways.
Thanks again, Sean.
Thanks for that.
Amazing.
Yeah. So let me just see if I've, because I've written notes, but we haven't. That's all the stuff I need to get through.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Cool. You guys got anything else you want to talk about in episode 100?
More of the same for the next 100.
Yeah.
Yeah. We will get to another 100, but it just might take longer than the first 100 took.
Yeah, I mean, the first 100, we were on weeklies for so long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I can't believe we had time for weeklies. I barely have time for fortnightlies now.
That's mad, isn't it?
Yeah. And it didn't even feel like...
I feel like we just threw ourselves into it, though. We were just like...
We're all really, let's do it. Like, more local at that time as well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
True. You were in Stukely.
I was like in Stukely, which was like halfway between both of you.
Crawford, wasn't I?
Were at the Crawford. Yeah, so it was nothing. 20 minutes for both of us.
Yeah. We'll start slowly going into the outro then, yeah?
Yeah, I guess so. Just, yeah.
Got a few more episodes till we go on a little break. Mm. And if you keep subscribed, it will just download automatically when that break's over. And if you keep following us on social medias, we're on Twitter, we're on Facebook. You get all your info still.
Yeah. Twitter's probably the best place
to get hold of me.
Individually, yeah.
Yeah. To talk to us individually.
I use Twitter a lot more than
me too.
I use Twitter mostly independently from any of the other ones.
I check Facebook for the podcast pages.
Yeah.
But I am on Twitter. I normally have Twitter on.
Yeah.
At home. Because I'm always working from home and that's on in the corner.
Twitter's just news, isn't it?
I just
find out everything. Becca tells me stuff. She's always like, did you see this? I'm like, yeah, 3 days ago on Twitter.
Yeah,
Facebook gets everything like 3 days later.
Oh,
it's
really?
Like everyone's like parents' social media.
Yeah, Twitter's just like bang.
You know when
breaking.
Like your parents will tell you something like, did you hear about that? You're like, yeah, that's so old. Because
yeah.
They're on Facebook. Twitter's like that. Like yeah. Something happens and it's boom.
Yeah.
Right, I just wish it hadn't given certain people more characters. That's taken away some.
Didn't
of
it give everyone
fun.
More characters? I've got more characters.
Yeah, but some people shouldn't have it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he uses it anyway, doesn't he?
Oh, that's going into another question. We'll come back to that.
Okay.
Oh, man. I didn't even mean him. I just meant... I didn't even mean...
There's
just...
only one person on Twitter that shouldn't be on Twitter. That's the president of the fucking United States.
I didn't even mean him.
Where, who else did you mean?
It's Trump, man.
I mean, obviously there's racist people online, but...
No. I think that's kind of taken some of the fun out of Twitter.
Yeah.
Like, it's basically just Facebook.
I just use it for the news, though. I think it's just really quick at breaking stuff, like...
Yeah.
Especially sports events or music stuff.
Yeah, I get most of my sports news.
It's just like you can literally search a name or a movie.
You know exactly what's going on.
Or a food or any... Literally, like, you read an article saying Wagamama's brought out a new thing. Like, this happened.
He literally an article.
What newspaper are you reading?
Yeah. And then
for Wagamama brought out a new thing.
So you're just like, okay, Twitter, Wagamama's Saitan. You'll see loads of people saying, had the new Saitan, Wagamama's had the new this. So, yeah, you can, obviously, you guys don't use it for that.
Yeah, but...
Oh, man, you got me hooting.
I think... See, no, I think it just... Yeah, I think the other good thing it's for is... It clears up stuff that... Oh, God. No, just when you get stuff that breaks, for a lot of rugby players are on Twitter.
Yeah.
And they tend to just... call bullshit on stuff that they read about, and they're like, no, that's not what I said, this is what I said.
For sports, I find it the best, because you can, the sportsman can directly answer an article about them, or like literally as the example you just gave.
I'm thinking of Alan Shearer.
What did he do?
Someone called him a big bald twat on Facebook.
What did he say?
So he said, no, on Twitter, sorry, called him a big bald twat or something like that. So he said, no, I think you're fine. I've got a hairy arse and I've got hairy arms and a hairy back. Get your facts straight.
Wow.
So that's the sort of information you get on Twitter.
Invaluable.
I follow a lot of artists and comic book artists. So for me, it's nice to have on the side, because they'll normally in the day post progress of their work and stuff, and I just get some nice images come up as well from following certain people, which is nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. That's enough fucking...
Anyway, we're on Twitter.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's enough of Twitter.
We're on Twitter. Find us on Twitter.
I rarely post on Twitter, but I would reply to people.
I'm always on it. And I
people
reply.
Ask me questions, I'll always reply.
Yeah.
If I get a chance.
So you can find us on that. You can go in weirdtalesandtheunexplainable.com. You can find links to all those things we said. You can contact us there. You can find blog posts for every episode. You can donate there. You can find our Patreon on there. Everything. You can contact us directly at unexplainableuk@mail.com. Do we ever do anything else in the outro?
No.
Hey, this is Bob Shoy. I'm just going to jump in only once before the end of the show. One, to say thanks to everyone who sent in questions and nice messages and stuff for our 100th episode. If we didn't mention you by name on the show, then we mean you too, all of you. And two, I just wanted to name drop a little bit of a free advert for Merkaba Box. They are a subscription box service that give you holistic, mystical things for your mind, body and soul. So a few of you may be interested in that kind of thing. They promoted 5-Minute Folklore a little bit, so I'm just repaying them by mentioning them. So you can find them online. It's merkababox.com, or you can find a link to their page on the blog post for this episode on weirdtalesandtheunexplainable.com. And talking of 5-Minute Folklore, those of you who have gone over and checked out my solo show, 5-Minute Folklore, my storytelling podcast, a massive thanks to you guys as well. Like I said, the Patreon for Weird Tales is going to be winding down while we go on a break. But if you still want to support me, you can move your support over to 5-Minute Folklore if you're enjoying that. That's also on Patreon. So you can find that at patreon.com/5MinuteFolklore, or you can go on 5MinuteFolklore.com, which is the website for my other show, and there's links to all my things on there. Anyway, back to wrapping up episode 100.
So yeah.
One last question. Got to lift the Trump ban, though. What do you guys think of Trump?
Oh, why have you brought this up at the end? I thought we'd forgotten about it.
So I could do the sign-off?
I think he's a f***ing cunt.
Is that your sign off? That's for episode 100.
That's fair.
Yeah.
No, so until next time.
Trump's a cunt.
Don't want your dog near a fucking fridge. Bit of a damn squib of an ending, isn't it?
Yeah.
And next time is the Christmas special. Once bitten, twice shy. Oh, we're talking of Once Bitten. If you go on the Tee Public, if you go on weirdtalesandentertainment.com now and click on merch, it'll take you to the Tee Public page. You've got, from the time this episode goes up, one day, 24 hours left to get the SUV to Mars t-shirt before that limited edition design goes off of the shop. And also, the new limited edition design is already up now. It's been up a week. It's our Christmas special design with the, you can buy it in maroon, brown, hot pink, or black. And it says Once Bitten on it with some nice mistletoe.
It's going to be my Christmas shirt.
Yeah, I'm going to get one for myself.
Yeah. I'm going to get 8 and distribute them to my family. I bought
too many t-shirts and paid too much custom fees. I'm not buying any more.
But anyway, don't worry about the customs. Get your Once Bitten t-shirts now!
Yeah, don't buy 8 of them. Otherwise you'll be once bitten, twice shy to get another t-shirt.
Yeah, I'm a bit concerned about buying another one.
Once bitten is there, the customs charge comes through. It's like proper ironic.
I wanted to say that on the label. You don't have to say what's in it. Say like Once Bitten, I'll be like, yeah, you're not wrong. Yeah. And I go sign for it.
Oh, God.
There's no rubs this week, patrons. I just want to point this out. There's no rubs. And instead of rubs, what you're going to get is, do you remember a long time ago we said about doing a patron show called Ask Weird Tales? Well, what we... like, I'm waiting for them to answer.
Yeah, well...
Yes, go on, Bob. Well, what happened is we sat down to record an episode of it, and we ran out of time, so we recorded half an episode, and then we never had time again. For patrons, this week, instead of rubs, because I didn't cut anything out of this episode, you're going to get the pilot episode of Ask Weird Tales, which we recorded.
Oh, yeah.
So you're going to get Ask Weird Tales, episode one, well, half of it, and the only Ask Weird Tales we ever did, instead of rubs this week.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Is that it?
Yeah.
Thanks. Congratulations. I'm still recording. We're back.
Hello.
It's just because as I stop recording, we've got another question.
Okay, what we got?
What's the question?
It's from Benji Murphy.
Okay.
Is it true that William Shakespeare didn't exist?
That's what he said?
Yeah.
Of course it's true.
Yeah.
He's bollocks. Congratulations.
Look at him since he got his solo project going. He's all professional to us.
So there we go. Weird Tales Will Never Die.
Weird Tales Will Never Die. Sometimes.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order.
quince.com/style.